Well, good morning. We want to welcome you this morning. We're so glad that you're with us here on this second Sunday of Easter. And we want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. And I'm glad to see our numbers because, you know, it's funny. There's a joke that kind of goes around among preachers and pastors. The Sunday after Easter is called Low Sunday. And for years, pastors took that as low attendance, but there's more to it than that. But anyways, we're glad that you're here today. And a little bit later on, as I was thinking about this passage, which I preached on many times before, it's one of my favorites from the latter part of John chapter 20, is, and so my question for today is it possible for us today to be resurrection people? And I think you know what the answer is to that, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. So as we begin our service, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship. This is a new day.
The day of risen Christ.
Christ lives in our hearts and in our world.
Christ lives. Let us love our neighbors.
Christ lives so that we can build for God's kingdom.
Christ lives. Let us share God's abundance.
Christ lives. Let us rejoice. Well, let's join together there, and you can follow along either in the hymn book, 256, Christ Arose, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're doing all three verses. Yep, three verses, sorry.
Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watched his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they sealed the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saint to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. God of resurrection surprises, open our hearts this day to the presence of the risen Christ. Give us courage and challenge us to walk the path of discipleship, knowing that Christ goes before us, leading and guiding our steps. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to go to our next hymn, one of my favorites, hymn number 270 in your hymn book. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be doing three verses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me in the garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds usher singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning. We have a couple of our girls this morning. How are you guys doing this morning? All right. You guys are looking really pretty with your dresses on this morning. You just got that one. Well, that's, I like that because I like blue. So that's always one of my favorite colors. Yeah, yeah. So, last Sunday we celebrated Jesus raised from the dead and that he's alive and with us. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about times when we get a little sad, when we get a little afraid, and we're not sure. We feel alone sometimes, and we're like, does anybody see me? Does anybody know what I'm feeling? Is there anybody to help me? All of those questions. You know, we don't, sometimes as kids, you don't always face those. But once in a while, you may feel, even in the midst of all of your friends at school, sometimes it might be a day when you just feel a little bit alone and wonder if anybody cares. And you know what? In our story today, in our reading, the first disciples were kind of feeling that way because they weren't sure if Jesus really did was raised from the dead. Mary had come back and said, hey,
He's not there. He's not in the tomb anymore. He's risen. But they're like, I don't know. And they were kind of scared. And in our reading today, it tells us that they were hidden. But Jesus does something. He speaks peace to them. And he says, peace be with you. And he lets them know that they're not alone. And when they experience him and see him risen, they were filled with joy. Now, I know we don't literally see Jesus, do we? I mean, if we could, wow, what would that be like? I can't even imagine, you know. And I always kind of wondered, what did he really look like as a human being? We know he had darker skin because he was Middle Eastern. And I'm sure he had dark hair, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had brown eyes. Now, I'm not saying that for sure, but I'm just guessing that. But anyways, it would have been something else. And could you imagine who they thought was dead and gone and in the grave all of a sudden showed up in that room where they were all scared? They thought they were all alone. And it reminds us that sometimes when we feel alone or we feel scared, we got to remember, got to get that thought in our head. Guess what? I'm not alone. God is with me. Jesus is with me. And God gave me his Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. And so I'm not alone. And I can face whatever comes my way. All right? Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And so as we do that, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. Somebody. Yeah, go. Yes, I do remember that now. When you said she couldn't walk, then it triggered my memory. Wow, what a blessing that is there. Yeah. Anybody else? I saw. Wait. Okay. Definitely want to keep Bonnie in our prayers. Continue to lift up her. I know she's on our monthly list, but yes. And I saw, yeah. Wow. Yes, that is wonderful. Yes, what a blessing there. What a blessing. Someone else. Yeah.
I would like to ask for travel mercy for me. I am flying to Florida next Saturday.
Okay.
My friend Kathy and we are driving back up.
There you go. So you and your friend are getting away. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought it was Ladies Escape Week or something, you know. So, yeah. Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And some of the restrictions. You said his name was Ray?
Ray.
Okay, so I got her, Cheryl. Okay.
No, it's Carol.
Oh, Carol. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to remember Carol in our prayers, and for Ray too. Yeah.
Our daughter goes Wednesday to, it's not the judge, but it's the mediator to try to finalize the divorce, and she's really praying that they can work something out because it's dragging on, and her attorney said if they have to go to a judge, they don't take any court for another year, and at the same time, they're very expensive going out of house. So
yeah. Okay, so we want to remember Tammy in our prayers, and for that situation, for favor and wisdom and all that. Yeah.
Probably mercies for us as well. We're leaving Friday for a road trip and 11 days.
Okay, so we have a couple of those. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Rhea wanted me to mention Linda Wilson.
Oh, so that may be what's going on. Okay, thank you. Well, she came in to Bible study, and I knew something was not right. And within 10, 15 minutes, she got up, dropped her offering off, and left. And I was like, I knew something wasn't right. Okay, so yeah. Yes, I didn't know anything happened to her back. Boy, that's, I know what that's like. So let's lift up Linda. Oh, her back. Sorry. Yeah, they just mentioned it, asked for prayers for her back.
We just got written that the doctor has prescribed medicine therapy, but it's not doing it.
Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Linda in our prayers then, Wilson. Anybody else? Yeah.
Let's keep Katie in your prayers. She's really struggling.
Okay. Continue to lift up Katie in our prayers. Yeah.
Lift up my friend Cindy Maggart. She's during chemo Monday, and she's got chemo until October.
Okay, so definitely want to keep her in our prayers, Cindy. You might want to fill out a prayer slip, and we can put her on the monthly so that, you know, there's people praying on and off throughout the month for her during those times. And we usually try to do that when somebody's going through a period of time of treatments like that. So we want to remember Cindy this morning. Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Pray for my dad. He's been having troubles with his right hip.
I noticed that last Sunday that he was kind of hobbling, and I wasn't sure what was going on. Okay. So we want to remember Mike in our prayers this morning and asking for God's touch upon him. Anybody else? Yeah.
Well, look, my great niece, Emma.
Yes, Emma.
She had a treatment last week, but she ended up going to the emergency room first. They thought that she was like constipated, and she was just becoming like listless, not moving a lot of stuff. So I really haven't heard what's going on, but she was supposed to start a treatment that was. They have to carry an EpiPen with them because they're afraid she might have seizures with this.
Oh boy. I wonder if she's having some issues related to, she went through some a round of treatments already, didn't she? Yeah. Okay. Something's going on there. She may be having some kind of reaction. You never know. That's coming afterwards. Definitely have to keep her in our prayers for little Emma. I know another one I forgot is Charlotte. I wanted to ask for your prayers for Charlotte. She is 1 year old. She just came out of the NICU. She was there for a year. Marie Carity, the ag teacher at the high school's niece. And it's her husband's sister's child, yes. And but she just got to come home. And so praying for healing and strength for Charlotte, but also for mom and dad, because that's gonna be quite an adjustment taking care of that little one all the time. And there's, I think she's going to be on, has a trach and all of that. I thought I had put her, I think I had put her in the monthly, if I remember right, for April. She should be down at the very bottom. But let's remember her this morning. And then there was somebody else. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so we want to remember Sandy this morning. Anybody else? Anybody else? Maybe we should lift up Beth, one of Jody's co-workers who just went through surgery, lumpectomy, I think that's how you say it, and is doing well, but praying for her, and appreciate your prayers lifting her up. Anyone else then? Okay, so there's lots of needs there, lots of different ones to pray for, and let me say something before we pray. I just want to say thank you to everybody that did something last Sunday, Easter Sunday, whatever it was involved with. Thank you. And many of you that prayed for last Sunday and for that service, and really praying that a lot of people's hearts were touched because of that service. So thank you for that. So as she plays this morning, give you a chance there to pray in your seats, and then I'll come and close this out. Lord, we're just so grateful. We're so grateful for the opportunity to be able to gather and worship together today. And Lord, I just want to say thank you so much for the people that came out last Sunday, Easter Sunday, and the joy that we felt and experienced as we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Lord, also for the seeds that were planted in people's hearts. And I pray that you will just use those seeds and help them to be watered and to make a difference in people's lives in such a powerful way. And God, thank you so much for all of that. And Lord, we are grateful and thankful that we always have the privilege to be able to come to you and call upon you in time of need. And Lord, we're lifting up the various ones that were mentioned this morning, God. And Lord, we're lifting up Carol, Lord, that's battling Alzheimer's, and we know that can be difficult and so hard at times. And Lord, for her husband, Ray, that's trying to deal with all of this and feeling guilty about it. And God, we just pray for peace there. Lord, we pray for Tammy as she goes before the arbitrator this week, God, and we're just asking for wisdom and favor in everything that happens there, Lord, that you will just lead and make a way where sometimes in the natural it doesn't seem like there's a way. And Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you, Lord, that's still battling a little bit of this rash and the reaction there that's going on, God. We're just praying for your healing touch, and we pray for wisdom for the doctors as they try to figure out the next direction and guidance. We lift up Linda to you that's been having trouble with her back. Lord, for the therapy and the medicine. And Lord, we just pray for your guidance and direction and healing touch there. Lord, we pray for this grandson, Lord. Lord, that your touch would be upon that one. Lord, we pray for those that are traveling, that were mentioned, the two that are traveling this week. God, that you will be with them and guide and direct. We lift up Katie to you, God, asking for your continued peace and healing touch there, God. Lord, we lift up Cindy to you that's going through chemo treatments. Lord, that you'll just give strength and touch there and protect her and her body as she goes through that, Lord. Lord, we lift up Mike, who's been having trouble with this right hip, God. We ask for your healing touch there and your grace through that. We lift up little Emma, God, today, asking for your touch and healing grace upon her, Lord, as she's having some kind of reaction and they don't know exactly what's all going on. We just pray that your hand will be with her. Give the doctors wisdom. Pray for your protection over her. Lord, we lift up little Charlotte, God. Lord, we just pray for your healing and strength for that little one. That she'll be able to grow and become stronger through that. And Lord, we pray for her mom and dad, Lord, that you'll give grace and strength through all of that. We lift up Sandy to you, God. Lord, has been battling this diverticulitis. Lord, we just pray that your hand will be upon her, your healing grace, and pray that you'll give doctors wisdom through that. Lord, we lift up Beth to you, God, for your healing touch and recoveries going on there. Thank you so much for that today. And Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today. Lord, we know that you know what that is, and we ask for your presence and grace that you will work in that situation. And Lord, we pray for maybe others today that came in with needs today, maybe something that they could not share, Lord, something they're facing or something that someone they know that's facing something. God, we just pray and lift those needs up to you today. Lord, we know that you know. And so we're grateful and thankful and ask that you would move and work there. And Lord, for each one, Lord, as we have come out and gathered together in your name today, we're thankful that you are with us here in this place and that your presence would be made known in a special way to our hearts and spirits today. Lord, bless the time as we continue, as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage our hearts. And let us know that we are not alone, that you are with us, and you've called us to be your resurrection people. As we lift all of these things up in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And just a reminder, although we call it the Noisy Collection and a lot of people bring in their change, we also had said something at the beginning of this year that you can put dollar bills in there now. We're trying to raise that $700-$800 or whatever it is to be able to have a well to provide fresh water someplace around the world. And get that thing off of there. And thank you so much. So let's celebrate together and give God thanks for our provision in our lives by singing our doxology, and then we'll close with our dedication. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, heavenly home. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's join together. God of life, take these gifts, bless and multiply them for your work in the world, wherever there is a need for help and hope. Amen. Amen. Well, our scripture reading this morning is going to be coming from John this morning, John chapter 20. I'm not going to read the entire, all the verses to the end of the chapter. I wanted to focus on the first half of that. We're going to be looking at John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning if you would like to. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, one Easter Sunday, a Sunday school teacher at the Church of Christ in Old Hickory, Tennessee, gave each of her children 12 eggs and helped to paint the name of each of the 12 apostles on their eggs. Her intent was to teach the children the names of the apostles. Well, 4-year-old Leah, granddaughter of George and Peggy, brought her eggs home, but she forgot to take them into the house. Leah's father found her searching in the family station wagon. "What are you looking for?" he said. She replied, "I'm looking for the 12 possums." All right. I want to talk to you this morning about taking a breath. I remember, years ago using this illustration once before. I think it was on another sermon that I had preached. But I think some of you know, or many of you may know, that simply breathing, taking a breath, according to medical studies, helps reduce stress and enhances our immune system. I can remember when I was in my sophomore year in college, we had to take a health and fitness class. In fact, we had to take a health and fitness class every semester when I was in college. It was a requirement, because they were trying to get into the heads of future ministers how important it is to get exercise in life. And I'll never forget my professor in the health and fitness 1 class, I think it was, talked about how important it is to take time just to close our eyes, take some deep breaths, let it out and relax. How important. And then he said to pray and talk to God, and how important that is for our lives on a regular basis. And the 4th gospel in our reading this morning tells us that when the disciples experienced the presence of the risen Jesus, they were transformed because of that. I alluded to that last Sunday. But it talked about how not only were they transformed, but they became, if I might say it this way, resurrection people that went out with a call on their lives to make a difference in the world with whom they came in contact with. And now let me say something about that. They were not perfect people. I mean, I could go through. Simon Peter is the one that he always flew off the handle. He made impulsive choices at times. And that did not stop Jesus from loving him and accepting him and calling him as an apostle. James and John, who were nicknamed the sons of thunder because they had tempers and would get angry. In fact, in one of the gospel writers, I think it's Matthew, Mark, or Luke. I don't remember which one it is. I know it's not John. But in there, it says one time there were some people persecuting them and Jesus. And the sons of thunder, James and John, said, "Jesus, should we call fire down from heaven upon their heads?" I don't know. Have you ever felt like calling fire down from heaven on somebody's head? I don't know. So they had anger issues that they dealt with. And we could just keep on going through all of them. None of them were perfect. In fact, far from it. But something happened to them that forever changed them. And so my question, as I asked earlier, is it possible for us today to be resurrection people? My answer is yes. I think we are already. And we will ultimately be, as 1 John tells us, that one day when we see him, the resurrected Christ, we will be like him. Meaning we will be changed and given our resurrection bodies and so forth. And we are resurrection people. And that's what I want to kind of just focus a little bit on this morning. And I want to say it this way. We are resurrection people because we have experienced God's life breath. God's life breath. Now, clearly something is going on in this story we read. Jesus is preparing them. He's getting ready to leave. This is almost one of the last things. When you get to chapter 21, the next morning, he eats with them. And he specifically calls Peter and them. And then he leaves from their midst. But clearly something is going on there. They have experienced God's life breath. Now, what are we talking about there? Well, let me explain here a little bit so you understand. So, breath is a manifestation of God's active presence. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word ruach, which I've talked to you about before, can mean breath, wind, or spirit, talking about God's spirit. And the first disciples experienced that life breath. Because John in 1 John tells us that God is spirit. That is who God is. And so these manifestations of God's act or God's presence point to God's activity. And so let me just explain that for a minute. So when we think of the wind, sometimes in some of the versions it's translated God's wind. It's talking about God's delivering activity, that God is working in a situation to deliver his people or somebody or a prophet or somebody in a situation. Think about this for a moment. And then breath, when it's translated as breath in some of the versions, it's talking about God's creative, vital, life-giving activity in people's lives and situations. And then when we think about as spirit, we're thinking about the Holy Spirit, aren't we? God's spirit. And we're thinking about God's empowering activity in our lives, producing extraordinary human vitality. And if you study that through Scripture, you find out that that affects people's speech. In other words, the things they say, where God speaks through them. It comes through dreams, where God speaks to people through dreams. It comes through their giftings, how God has gifted some to be encouragers, some to be givers, some to be exhorters, some to be teachers. And I could go on and on and on. and people's abilities and creativities and et cetera, et cetera. So all of those, think about every one of those things. God's delivering activity. I don't know about you, but those kind of things we all constantly are in need of in our lives, aren't we? God's a delivering activity. God's creative life-giving activity. God's empowering ability in our lives so that we can do the things that God calls us to do. And all of these are manifestations of God's life-giving presence. Now think about what they're facing. They're scared. They're behind closed doors. They're afraid that the authorities that arrested Jesus, those same authorities are after them. What were they going to do? And here's what I want you to see in that experience that happened to them. When God breathes, life happens. In a moment, in a second, just that quick, something's happening in our lives that's weighing us down, making us heavy, making it to be a struggle. And just in a second or a moment, God's Spirit can come and transform us and lift that burden off of our shoulders. And it can be as different as night as day. Heaviness is gone, and we're light as a feather, and something has changed. Let me just share a little bit about how that happens. In Genesis 1, when the wind or breath of God hovered over the chaotic waters at the beginning and God speaks, the earth starts to become habitable. In Genesis 2, when God breathes the breath or spirit into the first human beings, they become living or animate beings, living human beings. In Ezekiel 37, when God tells the prophet to prophesy and speak my breath over the dry bones that he sees out in the desert in a vision, the story is told that when the prophet does this, it's like the bones start to come together and human beings form. And it's letting the prophet know in his vision that God is going to start to make Judah alive again because they're in exile. And God was going to bring them out. It's a vision of restoration. And when Jesus, listen to me this morning, when Jesus breathes on the disciples and says, receive the Holy Spirit, they are caused, or they come alive in a new way. Their fears are gone. They're empowered to be an extension of His forgiveness in the world. What are you facing today? What is weighing you down? Do you need to have some new life brought into you? God is able to do that in our lives today with God's life breath. But not only that, but we also see that we are resurrection people because we have experienced Christ's resurrection presence. Christ's resurrection presence. That's where they were at that day. And because of that, the presence of the risen one fills us with peace. Just like Jesus spoke twice, peace be with you. Twice he said that. In fact, the first words that he spoke to his fearful followers was peace. Are you needing some peace today? When the disciples experience the presence of the risen Christ, they are filled with peace, that sense of well-being and wholeness. And then we're told that joy flowed from that encounter with him. Are you needing some joy today? And not only that, peace, but also the presence of the risen Christ empowers them with the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathes on the disciples and says, receive the Spirit. He breathes the very life breath of God upon him. The same life breath that spoke and the world began to become habitable. The very life breath that God spoke into Adam and Eve, and they became living beings. Think about that for a minute. His presence in our lives is a source of new possibilities, new giftings, and new energies. I was telling the Bible study group this week that I had faced something where something had happened, and what had happened just weighed me down. It was just weighing me down, and I was feeling very heavy this week, and it's still somewhat there, but I had to make a choice in that moment whether I was going to allow that heaviness to continue to weigh me down, or if I was going to let go and move on. And it was hard. It was tough this week. And we face those times when, it, like I said a moment ago, in an instance, that heaviness can be gone. But have you ever noticed sometimes in an instance, something can happen in our lives where the heaviness just comes on us just that quick? And thank God for those moments when God's Spirit comes upon us in a special way and it's lifted just as quick. But that doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes we have to walk through those times of heaviness, and God's Spirit has to help us get through to come out on the other side. And I think that is what was going on in their lives. Not only were they transformed in a moment, but then they had to walk that out every day, because when they started to face the difficulties afterwards, as you look through Acts, the book of Acts, it was not easy. They had to have God's Spirit there and the presence of Christ with them through that all. If I have a glove, and I was going to bring it and I forgot. If I have a glove, and let's just imagine for a moment if the glove is sitting right here. Let's say this is the glove. So I know that's not what I really wanted. But just for imagine, and I would say, glove, pick up this hymn book here and give it to me. Is that glove going to do that? No, it's not. It's not. Maybe I didn't teach the glove well enough how to do it. Maybe if I taught the glove a little bit and told it the glove how it could do that and pick that hymnal up, could it do it? No, it could not. No, it could not. What's going to make the difference? Why? Because the glove is powerless. The glove is empty of life. But then if I take my hand, I'm just going to try to illustrate this with my hand. If I take my hand and I put my hand in that glove and use my hand with that glove to pick up this hymnal, that made a difference, didn't it? Yes. And it was able because it was the power of my hand that gave that glove the ability to do. In fact, everything that is possible for my hand is now possible for that glove. Think of it like this as I close out. We are the glove. Christ and His Spirit is the hand in us. Christ's resurrection presence breathes in us so that we can go forth each and every day and live life to its fullest, even when we face the ups and downs of life. And when God breathes the wind in us, the breath of God, the Spirit of God within us, and we each day as we get up in the morning and go, thank you for another day, God. Breathe in and say, thank you, Lord, for your presence with me. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you fill me up. Then we are able to go forth and do the things that the risen one calls us to do. Because the risen one then brings freshness and creativity and life-giving activity into our lives. Let His life become your life. This is how we are resurrection people every day. Take a breath. Do it. Take a breath. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to get ready and join together and sing our last hymn, our chorus this morning, Majesty. And you can turn to page 1 in your hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. So let's stand together as we sing it, Majesty, this morning. Probably sing it through a couple times. Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority flows from His throne. Up on high, the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Oh, Majesty, worship His majesty. Sing it again. Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, flows from His throne unto His own. His anthems ring. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. If I come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Oh, Majesty, worship His majesty. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go from this place trusting Christ walks with us.
We know that we walk in the light.
Go now shining with the blessing of the risen one, loving neighbors, sharing abundance, and caring for others. Amen.